Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. Don't double down on losing. You want abundance in your life? Don't double down on your losses. Don't double down on what's not working. Here's what people do all the time. Let me use a word, and forgive me, many of you know I'm a high performance coach. We don't use a lot of labels about people as a coach. I'm gonna hit you with one though. Let me say it, let me be honest about it. This is all about stubbornness. This is all about ego. What happens is we start losing at something, we feel bad about it, we don't want other people to see it or know it, so we just double down. I'm gonna prove I'm right. But in the area of wealth, just like in the area of science, testing is important. Knowing what is working is important. Getting rid of the experiments that are not working is part of the scientific process. Who understands what I'm saying? Well, the same thing with wealth. I think wealth generation is a very scientific process. You don't always get it right, but at least one core piece about it is having a hypothesis, making sure you're trying different experiments, seeing what's working. But what's important in wealth is not to lose it. What's important in wealth is when you've worked so hard to generate it, not to blow it on stupid stuff. Or if you have a losing strategy, not to keep pouring into it. I have friends and family and people who they'll try something for 5, 10, 15, 20 years. It's not working, but they're embarrassed to be seen quitting it to start something new because it would prove that they're wrong. And people don't like to be proved that they're wrong, especially insecure people. Especially people who have their ego wrapped up into something, especially people who don't want to learn, especially people who are easily embarrassed when things don't turn out right, because they've been taught or they believe that by being wrong, they're bad and they cannot see themselves as bad. So they get defensive. When they get defensive, they get stubborn. When they get stubborn, they double down. Anyone know someone like this? Be honest. Yeah. This is a big one. This ruins families. This ruins finances. This ruins your future. And you have to know when you're just being stubborn, when your actions are causing losses over and over and you keep repeating them. This is often where gambling or addiction comes into play. And when this comes into play, sometimes you need to know that you have to raise your hand and ask for professional help. Sometimes you need to tell a family or friend that they might need professional help. Some of you have had to do interventions with family, take away credit cards, tell them, you know, give them, you know, take away access to bank accounts. I know when I talk to a global community, that stuff has happened here. And I'm here to say, without any judgment, I understand how hard that is. Like I said, I had people very close to my life who followed this strategy, and sometimes they could control it and sometimes they could not. So I don't make light of this. When you take on topics like this, this is tough stuff. However, I need you to know today, have you been doubling down on a losing strategy? Something that is just not working, and you keep pouring money into it, Now, there is investment in skill development, as we'll talk about later. There is investment in your life. And if you feel like, hey, you're gaining mastery, you're getting better, and that increases the odds dramatically of that thing turning around and you making it go, okay, I understand it. I did that myself, right? I'll give you an example of me. I was somebody who invested a lot of time, energy, and effort in learning the new skills that would become my future career. And in my first year or two, it didn't look good. And I had to have this honest sit down with myself, with a journal, with that green tea, and go, is this going to work? Is it going to work because I'm going to develop the skill? I'm going to apply myself. I'm going to stay consistent. I'm going to get around good people. I'm going to keep trying. Is this going to work because I've seen it work for other people? Is this going to work because there's evidence that there's progress here? Is this going to work because there's evidence of gaining skill here? Or is this a total dead end? And I need to be honest with myself. Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com, or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now. Now, here's the issue. Notice I didn't make that about self-esteem. Because when I was starting, my self-esteem would have said, you know, should I double down on this? Well, I'm not very good at this. I'm not smart. I'm not capable. I've never done this before. My self-esteem would have said, stop. But instead, I'd look for evidence. Have other people do this? Is there progress? Am I gaining skill and mastery? Is there a clear path? Are there people around me who are doing this? And it's obvious they've figured out a strategy that is very clear. There's no hocus pocus. There's no lack of transparency. Like, these are what the things they're doing. Do I have a clear plan? That wasn't about me. It was about, is there some evidence? Is there a plan? Can I execute? Okay, I kept going. And I'm glad in that moment that I did double down. Now, however, I didn't double down irresponsibly. Even though it wasn't going well, even though I felt like so many days were failure, there was evidence of a path. There was evidence of a peer group doing this. There was evidence of progress there. There was evidence eventually of, okay, this is working. Hey, look, people are opting in. People are buying the book. People are, you know, signing me up. Okay, I can see this thing scaling. Got it. All right, let me keep investing there. But also along the way, I can tell you, as someone running a business, there's been so many losing marketing campaigns, losing ideas, losing business along the way, that I just had to go, not working, kill it. It's just not right. Look at the evidence. It's not progressing. It's not getting the numbers. It's not scaling. It's just not working. Let's change our strategy. Let's leave it. Because what I tell people always, you can always find lots of other strategies that also get you to where you want to go and can bring you joy and connection and fulfillment. There's anything you want to do in your life, there's 100 strategies. Anything. There's nothing you like. Think about parenting, hundreds of strategies, right? To find your way authentically and to connect with your child. There's hundreds of ways
to develop skill. There's hundreds of businesses. There's an infinite number of strategies in some ways to do something. Your job is to find those ones that speak to you, to try them, to have a plan, to see something else someone else has tried to done, model them, find your own way within it. But listen, if it's not working, you have to choose when to quit it. You have to choose. And the most important thing when it comes to wealth is to not double down on things that are not working because something else could, right? Same thing in investing, right? This can be as tactical as, hey, you invested in this stock. You're watching the stock and you keep pouring into it every month for 6-7 months and you're watching it. You're pouring into it 6-7 months. It's not doing anything. Well, remember there's other strategies. Well, you look at, well, all these other stocks, they happen to be growing. They're doing fine. Maybe I need to evaluate if this one is where I should keep pouring into, or should I diversify, right? That's the basis of a lot of what people talk about in wealth management is understanding, oh, wait, I put all my eggs in this basket. It's not turned out well. Let me make sure I'm more diversified so I don't lose. Y'all following what we're talking about here? Please don't double down on where you're losing. Know when you're being stubborn. Know when ego is there. Know when you're embarrassed to quit. And say, you know what? Instead of being embarrassed to quit something, let me be okay with the fact that quitting or stopping this thing that is hurting me or my family or my finances, stopping that might actually be the thing that brings me the next level of abundance.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi.
If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.